This episode of Apple at Work is sponsored by Muzzle. Deploying, managing, and protecting Apple devices at work shouldn't be difficult or require several solutions. Muzzle is the only Apple unified platform for business. By combining enhanced device management, endpoint security, internet privacy and security, single sign-on, and enhanced app management into a single Apple-only platform, businesses can now easily and automatically deploy, manage, protect their Apple devices automatically with one solution at an affordable price. With a solution for every business size and the best support in the market, start a free 30-day trial and see firsthand why Muzzle is more than an Apple MDM. Muzzle is everything you need to work with Apple. To learn more, visit business.mozle.com. That's business.mozle.com. Thanks to Mozle for sponsoring Apple at Work this week.
Welcome to Apple at Work, a podcast all about Apple and the enterprise. My name is Bradley Chambers, your host as always. This week on the show, we have our friend Hans from Dashlane. Hans, welcome to Apple at Work.
Hi, Bradley. Thank you for having me.
So give us the highlight for our listeners that are not familiar with Dashlane. Can you give us the high level of the services you all offer to the home user, but also the business user as well?
Yeah, of course. So I've been at Dashlane since 2017. And Dashlane, we provide password protection for entire enterprises as well as individual consumers. And what I do is I focus on the core experience. And so what I'm passionate about is everything from how you access your secure vault, whether it's through a master password or without one now for our consumers, we offer that. The autofill experience, so your day-to-day usage of how you access your websites and your apps, Dashlane helps you do that seamlessly and securely. And then you have a security score based on what password you store and your credentials, like how secure are those. We help highlight where you could improve that, changing your password. And if you want to share credentials with others and collaborate with others, we offer a secure way to do that as well.
Yeah. You know, password managers are not a new app type of application. I mean, I've been using them for going on 15 years. And I think we really did. It was a challenge, you know, a decade ago. You know, everybody would say, oh, do not reuse your passwords, this, that, and the other. But then the complexity of using a password manager at the time, it was a lot harder. And it wasn't, you know, I feel like we in the IT community, like, we talked about the problem a lot, and we just didn't have the right solutions. And today, we really have come a long way. There's a number of great platforms that help, you know, individual users, but especially business users, manage their passwords. And again, there's, you know, not just about like, oh, logging into, you know, insert, you know, program here, but it's just, it's managing two-factor authentication. It's a secure way to share passwords amongst the team. And I think that's pretty critical as well. And then we've obviously had technology like passkeys come along, which, you know, when used are great. And we have some great on-device biometrics that just create a really nice experience for users. So I feel like we as industry in a much healthier place. And then, you know, with iOS 18 and macOS Sequoia, Apple has brought its passwords, you know, technology, which was kind of buried. It's not that it's necessarily new. It was buried in Safari. So it felt like it was maybe not as robust as some of the other applications. But it's a nice option. It's a great place to start. What do you know from, you know, from an industry insider, industry perspective, you all have to be pretty excited about Apple passwords, because I think like a lot of things, it highlights the need for, hey, you have to have a password application. Is that right?
That's a great way of putting it, Bradley. Yeah. For me, the more people, especially non-tech savvy people that generate more secure passwords, I'm all for it. And in some ways, this is one way of looking at it is it's a rising tide that floats all the boats in the industry. Apple, I think they've taken what was previously known as keychain access, as you alluded to, and sort of made a more user-friendly version of that, which really validates that, you know, we want to help the world collectively take credential security more seriously. And so this is something that we feel we'll definitely be able to translate to the 23,000 enterprises and growing that we serve, because people interact not just at work with passwords and credentials, but also at home. And so it really is, I believe it'll be helping to drive awareness in that respect.
Well, and I think it reminds me very similar of like when Apple Podcast became a prominent application on the iPhone. It didn't kill podcast apps. In fact, it made them more prominent, because as people understood, oh, podcasting is a really cool technology. Is there like, but is, maybe this doesn't meet all my needs. Is there anything else out there? Same thing with like Safari reading list and apps like Pocket and Instapaper. You know, oftentimes like what's built in is good enough, but as users' needs start to grow, they go looking elsewhere. So again, I'm super excited about Apple Passwords. Will I use it day to day? No. But I'm also really excited about it now. But I guess, again, I think if you're someone that's like, your alternative is like using a sticky note under your keypad, like this is a great upgrade. And there's certainly, again, it does integrate nicely with two-factor authentication. Apple's done a really, really good job here. I think as much as giving us a reference architecture too on password applications. Now, certainly for home users, as their needs become more complex, even in my household, like I have shared passwords among our family. But on the business side, I think is really where Apple Passwords is a great, it's better than nothing. But as businesses grow, as their needs grow, as they have more logins, as they're, not sitting in the same office, the need for a dedicated password management service, not just, not to say application, but a service, becomes absolutely critical. Because again, Apple Passwords, while functionally, it does manage passwords, there are a lot of things that businesses need with a password manager that it just simply doesn't do today. Is that the view at Dashlane as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we absolutely welcome this move. Like I mentioned, however, like when I put on my IT admin hat on and you think about what their needs are, the sort of credential management in the enterprise, it's more than just taking passwords and credentials and storing them securely and maybe sharing them like in the way that Apple Passwords offers. IT admins, they have a lot on their plate. Security is one of their jobs. They may have multiple, and they definitely, the thing we hear time and time again is this need for visibility and a lot of control and fine tuning in terms of policies. And so they need to know who has access to what. Does this team have the right level of access to the credentials that they need to do their job? For compliance reasons, can I pull the reporting that I need to? And so on and so forth. And so that is less felt on the employee side, of course, but from a company standpoint, that visibility and control is crucial when it comes to credential management and security.
No, the compliance piece, I think you alluded to, I think is really one of the most critical things here. The data around password managers is not valuable until it is. If you have a breach and you advise all your employees to use Apple Passwords and you have a breach and you're like, hey, when was this credential last used? You can't, that data doesn't exist. And so, an enterprise password management service allows you to kind of have those logs to be able to, prove things for compliance, but also in the event of a breach, you can have data to go back to and pull. But okay, when was this last change? Who changed it? When was this? There's just a lot of data that's generated there. And again, and of course, I love Apple and I love Apple at using an Apple, device at work, but not everybody uses the Mac at work. And again, you need something that's truly going to be cross-platform that can, hook in with your, various other pieces of your enterprise as well. As you've talked to your customers after the announcement of iOS 18 Apple Passwords, what has been their reactions? Are they kind of understanding like, hey, this is a cool platform, but we know this is not for business uses?
Yeah, that's definitely been one of the angles that there's been some curiosity, of course, and it's safe to say, I've been at Dashlane for 7 years. One thing that definitely hasn't changed is the majority of breaches are credential related. I think the 2024 Verizon breach report cited 80%, and so that hasn't changed. And of the 23,000 enterprises that we serve, A lot of them are obviously Windows device users as well. Now, Apple does offer a way to have Apple Password on Windows, but because of all the things that I mentioned before that are not there today in terms of integrations as well as administrative controls and reporting, it's depending on who you are, it may actually be a step back and, you know, maybe just it's not really feasible to consider a rollout for the entire organization, if that makes sense.
No, it does. And I, you know, and it's possible that, you know, in future years, Apple Password gains some deep integration with managed Apple accounts. I mean, that's certainly possible. I mean, you know, Apple's mm-hmm. not ignoring the enterprise completely here with user of accounts. Course. But I think it doesn't seem like Apple Passwords was designed today to even be considered a holistic business solution. And again, it's not just about like, oh, working everywhere, but there's just so many things. It's almost a password manager designed for what people needed in 2015 and how password managers today are used, especially in the enterprise, is just much different. And again, I go back to the compliance around that. That is actually one of the most critical things, is not just like the apps functioning, but being able to handle this compliance and prove it. You know, you can get SOC 2 and all the things. It's just not there. And I don't think Apple's designing it to be there. And I think that's fine. I think Apple's very content with like seeding the enterprise use cases to folks like Dashlane and the others.
I would definitely agree with that. I don't think it's a reproach as well for us to say that. I think I also believe it wasn't the intention initially. And, you know, frankly, like you said, 2015, if this was available and my mother was using this, I would have been delighted, right? So just to sort of like as a stepping stone, because, you know, password management is not like a topic we talk about at the dinner table. And a lot of people, probably I've spoken to many people in the past who know that they should probably be using a password manager and they're sort of happy to quote unquote take the risk. Apple Passwords, I think, is a one step into helping, you know, the world take it more seriously. But I don't think enterprises are in the business of taking the risk, so to speak, in that degree. So there's just a lot more capabilities that not just Dashlane, but other password managers for enterprises offer that we've kind of mentioned already that it's just not there today. And by the way, we have a good relationship with Apple in general. Like, we've worked with them on things like the credential exchange protocol for passkeys. So the concept of being able to migrate from one provider to the other, you know, Apple is on board with that as well as we look to the future. So like you said, like they may go more into enterprise and that's not a bad thing. I think we will continue to focus as our pure focus at Dashlane on enterprise, and I know Apple has many things to focus on besides Apple Passwords.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think three things is what enterprises need from a password manager solution. They need easy deployment. So very easy to roll out to your entire team across all your devices. Really deep integration with your single sign-on provider. I think that's table stakes today. And then SIM integration. And I think, you know, and you all check all three of those boxes. And I think that's really when people say like, oh, why is Apple Passwords not great for business? Like, those three things. Until it can do those three things, it's not really an enterprise business solution. Could it be used for very, very small office to just simply, mm-hmm. Generate unique passwords? Sure. Can it be used to, store passkeys? Sure. But like those three things, those three things you were not thinking about in 2015. So when we talk about like, oh, this would have been great in 2015 for businesses, like these three things were not like these are probably in the last 5 or 6 years, three things, particularly the SSO integration. That goes along with the easy rollout. SSO has become really the work operating system for many organizations. And if it doesn't hook into your SSO, it's kind of, dead on arrival.
Yeah, totally. I think, that's exactly right. And it's about now, SSO is it's critical. It's not enough, and so that's why we see a shift in credential management. It was previously maybe seen as like, okay, this one team of IT folks will use a password manager, and increasingly it's critical for the whole company to take credential security seriously. It's not enough to just store passwords inside the vault, which are not secure if you're still using them. And so there is an element of, as you're saying, it's sort of like proactively getting the whole company on board and protecting them as early as possible. And I think that's what we're going to continue to lean on, is like how it can be more proactive to help IT admins and CISOs and the entire organization, as opposed to maybe a small set of folks inside a company.
Yeah, I agree. Again, I'm excited about it, but I think it reiterates the need that enterprises need a flexible, easy to roll out, easy to manage password management solution, not just an app. But again, I'm hoping to see Apple continue to innovate here. And I think the industry is pushing. I've said this on some past episodes. Like, I'm really thinking the password management industry has become absolutely critical for the modern enterprise. And I think all the companies are doing a really nice job. And like, it's exciting, because if we as an industry can build better password management technology, everybody stays more secure. And that's a win-win for everybody. But Hans, thanks for coming on the show. Any final parting thoughts about what's coming up from Dashlane in the coming months before we sign off?
Thank you for having me. Yeah, as I mentioned, I think we're going to continue leaning into the needs of businesses and also the folks that are they've got a lot of work on. So I think it's really about how can we help the proactivity and add more automation. And I think it's less about credential management and more about creating better security outcomes for the entire company, and just sort of helping employees continue to just get their work done without, you know, sort of what might have been seen as friction in the past. So you'll hear more from us soon for sure. But excited to be on the show today. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. And thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll talk to you again next week.